Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brachas Daf Lamentes in the Oizvador edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. Says the Gemara in the second line, Omar B'chia Barvo kol atzmon lo iskinus atfila azois en li pnei Talmud. The reason for the tefillah of a Baal Keri, the Baal Keri needs to go to the mikvah, is because of Torah. What's the idea of Torah? Shima tal mer lo shehu mutar. Meaning, if you say there's no restrictions on learning Torah when a person is Baal Keri, so a person will say, you know what? He will go do Tashmish, and afterwards, all of the Eshtin, then I'm going to go learn Kol Tzorki, whatever I need. Meaning, Chazal Rechoshesh, that a person is going to become lazy, he's going to go do Tashmish, and then he's going to be tired, he's going to fall asleep, and he's not going to come learn. So therefore, he said you should know that if you're Baal Keri, you can learn. So someone's going to first of all go learn, and only afterwards he will go and have tashrish in order not to become Baal Keri for his learning. Says the Gemara, we say there, afilu lishmoya divrei Torah asur. Even to hear divrei Torah, one is not allowed to when he's a Baal Keri. You're learning from the beginning, even from Kabbalah Satoira. That they have to be poyrish, they have to separate from their wives, not to be a Baal Keri. And there we're talking about learning Torah, just hearing. Am Yisrael were listening to Torah, they didn't learn. You see, listening to Torah is also an issue of Baal Keri. Sigmatani, Zovin, Vizovois, Nidois, Vyoldois, different tumois that people have. A man who's a Zav, a woman who's a Zovo, a woman who's a Nido, and a woman who gives birth. Even though they have these tumis, a person is tummy for all these things, he can still learn Torah, he can learn Mishnah, Medrash, Halachas, can learn everything, and Agoda too. Ubal Keri also, Bekul Ubal Keri is also in all these limudim. Rav Hal Bar Acho, he differentiates. B'Shem Rebbe, what does he say? Shoyni Halachas, he could learn Halachas that he knows. Agodas he can't learn. Agodas the first you bring over here is a medrash. Because the way the medrash works, you have to read psukim. And with psukim, we're more machmir on a Baal Keri not to do. Tani b'shem b'yaisi shoyne alochas regulars, whatever he's used to learning, meaning things that he can learn quickly just to chazer it. We should not go learn mishnah and start learning with all the timing, meaning learning b'iyun. Says the Gemara, is the by Meimer of actually Askir Askoris. What we care about more is for him not to mention the name of Hashem, Askoris, doing his learning. Rav Zeir Rabbi Kumi Rav Yoso. Rav Zeir asked for Rav Yoso, Leis Rabbi Poshet Beim Rabbi Bin Pirka Balelio. Didn't Rabbi, he talked to his Rabbi, don't you learn with Rabbi Bin in the night? Or Melein, so they do learn in the night, meaning even though sometimes one of them is a Baal Keri, they still learned. So as the Rav Chaim learns over here, that goes back to the Gemara Leil that said, if a person can't go to the mikveh, he should still learn. Rav Chiya bar Abba Pashat Rav Nechemyo Brei. Rav Chiya bar Abba learned with his son, Rav Nechemyo. Pirka b'leil, he learned the night, even though Sunday is the Baal Keri. By Itzafra Avomar, when it came in the morning, or at least that morning, the morning after the tefillah, so he told him, Man de isle avido yez levovit. Anybody has something to do, should go do it. Meaning now you should go to the mikveh. Going back to what we had in previous daf, the idea is that well, if he can go during the night, he can learn then. But once he can go to the mikvah, then he has to go to the mikvah. So the one ma'isa be'echol, there was a story, and one, sh'omad likris b'toyer b'netziv is about to read a toyro, k'van she'giya la'askora, once he got to Shem Hashem, t'chil mikam gimbo. He started hesitating, he didn't want to say the word of Shem Hashem, as Baal Keri. Omar lo Rabbeinu ben Maseiro. So Rabbeinu ben Maseiro came and told him, p'sach picho ve'yirud v'echol, open your mouth and speak out loud, she'ein divrei Torah mikam gintumo, Rabbeinu ben Maseiro holds, and that's what you can learn, even a Baal Keri can learn Torah. There in Bavel, there in Noeg Kaviloi in Rashi Sages, Krabi Shai Bikila Akarim, as I'm going to explain in a moment, Krabi Yudubim Meseir Baal Keri, and we pass it Allah in Baal Keri, that Divrei Torah ain't a Mekabel Tumo, and a person can learn Torah even though he's a Baal Keri. The Gemara explains, what is it? The first piece of wool that you have to give to the Kohen, you don't do that Ella Ba'or, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Karbishai b'kilayim, what's b'kilayim? The Tanya Bishar Imer lo ilo me'inu chayav, min isu kilayim, planting different types of seeds together, it's only achi yizra chito v'sa'oiro v'chartzon me'apur l'siyad. Meaning, in order to be chayav in kili akeren, which was kilayim in the vineyard, not enough to just put wheat or barley together with the grapes, but it needs to be a kilayim zebeze and with the grapes. It means it has to be chitad soyo, wheat and barley, that they themselves are kilayim, and then you plant it together with the grapes, that's the kilayim of kili akeren, which is also. Kerab yudu ben beseiro, bebali karyon, and we pass Kerab yudu ben beseiro regarding balakari, tanya abudu oimer, and divertori mekalun tumo. That's the psaka locha of the Bavli. Says the Rabbi Yisrael bar Chalavto Avosi Istamto Beleir. He was going in a small road in the night. There was this donkey man going behind him. Al Chad Beis Shiach. He came to this mikvah, this place of water. It was the middle of the night, so it was not clear. You couldn't see where you're going. Omle Ugavro by Mischis. So the Chamro, the donkey man, told him, I want to go to the mikvah. Omle Loiti Taken Nafshach. Don't danger yourself. You don't know what is there. It's in the middle of the night. It may be deep. It may be something even in the day. It's dangerous. Don't go to the mikvah now in the night. Wait for the morning. So I have to go to the mikvah also because it's not just time that I had tashrish, but I added, I did also a lot of averis. At nido, the woman was a nido, the woman was ish ish. So maybe I even need the mikvah even more than usual. Afilu ken, even so, omelei loy tisakim benavshach. He says, still, sakuras defashas. You should not go to the mikvah in the middle of the night. Kevandu loy shomelei, didn't listen to him. Omelei yechusahu gavre velo yisuk. So he told him, you know what, go there and don't come back. Meaning, he gave him a klo, you're not listening to the Rav, he should die for that. Says the Gemara, in Daf Lametesim Ubeis, vechen havulei. That's exactly what happened. Rav Yosi ben Yosi, havu osi biilfo. Yosi ben Yosi was going in a boat. Chamuchad, he saw someone, kotor gavimir bechavlo, tying himself in a rope, mechusu mizchi, because he wanted to go down and be toivel in the sea. Omelilu yistakev in avshach. You should not do that. It's across the fashas to go in the water while the boat is sailing. Omelil gavro bayimichu, says, but I need to eat. And he stood, he can't eat if he's a balkari. Omelil ochil, you could eat. How gavro bayimish, they need to drink. Omelil shasi, you could drink too. Kevan de matu lilamino, when it came to the port, Omele Tamon, there in the boat, we're in the middle of the water. There was a course of fashas, I allowed you to eat, to drink, even though you didn't go to the mikvah. Pramhocho asulo gavro lemitim klum at shaito diyischi. But here you can't eat anything until you go to the mikvah, so now you don't have any more that leniency. Omele Biani, Shamati Shemikilim Umachmirim Bar. Here they do kulus and churmas regarding the tefillah balkari. Anybody who's machmir, he will have long life. The kulo is to go even in maim shuvin, to go to the mikvah, but it could be water which was drawn, not rain water which was put in one place. The churma is to be maim chayim, so usually maim chayim means has to be a spring of water. Since the charedim over here, we now talk about mamash maim chayim, we talk about water, which is rainwater, which is a kosher mikvah for Baal Keri. We're holding now an aloha hay in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, aya oimid b'tfilo, person's davening, v'nizka shu Baal Keri. So all he remembers, he's a Baal Keri. Lo yavsik elei kata, should not stop his davening, v'yish shurim his davening, and finish earlier. Yorad litvoil, he went to the mikvah. He's going before davening, and the question is, when should he say Shema? So if he's able to go up, cover himself, say Kriya Shema before Neitz, so that's what he should do. If not, if he is coming Neitz, he's coming ready the time to say Shema, the first time, so then he should cover himself in the water and he should read Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema. Should not go into water which is dirty. Mea Mishra is water that is used for laundry. Achiyatel Techamayim, until he mixes in it water in order to be mevatel the bad water. The Kaba Yarchig Mehem Uminatsoya, how far does he have to go away from bad water where he can't see Krishna in front? And from Atsoya, from excrement? 4 amas, you have to go away. Says the Gemara, when we speak about the beginning of the Mishnah, that in the middle of davening, a person, if he remembers his Balakari, he should continue davening, just go shorter. Mastiso berabim, that's only when a person is standing in the rabim, standing with a minion. Aval beinu levin atzvei, he's standing alone, mafsik, ukeri meir. He should stop, like Rabbi Meir said, that you can't even say brachas kriyashma. Pram ki Rabbi Yudah, according to Rabbi Yudah that said the Balakari could say brachas kriyashma, Even if he's standing alone, ain't no mafsik. He doesn't have to stop davening, he can continue davening. That's only if he doesn't have right now place to go to the mikvah. He has a mikvah available. Even if Yudah agrees, stop, go to the mikvah, and then continue. A sick person who had a detachment, he's a balkari. If he caused himself, meaning he had tashrish, it was his fault, yitvol v'yomus, go to the mikvah and die. It says Reb Chaim, doesn't mean really die, meaning we don't give him an excuse not to go to the mikvah. If he can't go to the mikvah because he's sick, so he can't learn either. But if it was kerile oinsoy, he didn't do it purposely, so then you don't matriach and go to the mikvah and he still could do all the in yonit ekdusha. In any case, a choyle would not matriach to go to the mikvah. Choyle margil, choyle that he caused himself, tzorich tisha kabim, he needs to pour himself 9 kabim of water, as we saw before, that's also a taro. Bori margil, the bori, when he detached himself, tzorich aborim seir, he needs to go to the regular mikvah. Choyle mi oynis, but if a choyle had an oynis of carry, a matriach imalav, that, like we said before, We don't matriach him to go to the mikvah. It says the one that memo dalf on top. Bori moines. A bori said had an oinus of carry. Tzorech tishakabin needs to have tishakabin. Again, based on what we see here in the Gemara, there's different shittas over here. Some shittas hold that the return ain't coming to him, like we do in Maseiro. Some hold the very machmer. And some have middle opinions that there are things that were more machmer and other things that were more mekel. Says the one of Zavdi or Breda of Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rav Yoino. Said the name of Yoino. If there is a city that has a river which is far away, so you should say Shema, and then he gets up and goes to daven. Why? Because davening is man tefillah, goes to chatzais. But Kriya Shema is much shorter time. So therefore, you should do Kriya Shema. We don't force him to go in the middle of the night to the mikvah. So we tell him, do Kriya Shema in the morning, then go to the mikvah, and then you go daven. If it's Odom Misuyim, what's Odom Misuyim? So the Gersa we have Misuyim means he's a Choshev person. And whenever he's going to go to the mikvah, everybody's going to know and realize that he had carry. So therefore, we made him like a Mayan Rochok. We give him the school that he could say Shema on time and only Tfili should delay. The other Gersa that we have over here, the Vilna Gaon's Gersa, is Odom Mitzunon. He's a sick person. He gets sick for the water. So we don't ask him to go very early to the mikvah. We give him a din as if the iron is far. He can do Kriya Shema before he goes, and then go to the mikvah, and then daven because he has until Chatzos. And with this we end Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Lamed Tes.